Blog Talk Radio.
Greetings and welcome tonight to Sister Empowering Sisters, and I am your host, Lady Renee. Praise God. Tonight I have a very special guest, Miss Lalita Thompson, and I believe that I have my guest on the line now, and she's from Acts Turning Points in Dumfries, Virginia, and she's a strong advocate against domestic violence. Praise be to God. Caller, you're on the air. Caller, you're on the air.
Oh, Lady Renee?
Yes, praise God. Is this Lalita?
What? No, this is Bridget Collins.
Oh, okay. How are you?
Oh, doing just fine.
Okay, please tell me that it appears that we have our dates mixed up, but that's okay. I want you to stay put, okay?
Okay.
Praise God, because today, and I'm going to call you after the show.
Okay,
but please stay present if you can, okay?
Well, we're for about 20 minutes.
Okay. Let me just see something, Bridget. Thank you so much. I'm so sorry. Hold on 1 second. Let me look. Praise God. Let me have a word of prayer. Heavenly Father, I come before you today, and I just thank you, Lord God. I just give you praise, glory, and honor, Lord God, for this day in which you have made, O God. Father, we will rejoice and be glad in it, O God. Father, I thank you for this opportunity to come before your people once again on today. I ask that you would have your way through your Holy Spirit, that your Holy Spirit will reign supreme through this show, Father God. That, Lord, there will be divine direction, divine connections, Lord God, that, Father God, souls will be saved and delivered and healed and set free, Father God, for your glory, Father God. And I ask, oh God, that you would just have your way. I yield to the wisdom of God today. I yield to your understanding and your knowledge, Father God. I thank you for your heart on today for the people, Lord God. And I thank you that if your spirit does not, then they will not come unto you. So, Father God, I thank you right now for just doing the drawing in the name of Jesus. And I bind up any demonic hindrance forces right now in the name of Jesus that would try to come up against the show. And it's in Jesus' name that I pray. Amen and amen. Praise be to God. Now, if you would just bear with me 1 minute, I'm going to go to a song, and then I will be right back. Praise be to God.
Too many storms have passed your way, and you're all washed out, cause it rained on your parade. Seems nobody cares about you anyway. Now you're living your life like a castaway. Search for strength inside, was it all in vain? Cause the deeper you dig, you find more and more pain. Don't let your tomorrow be like yesterday. Cause I spoke to God, I called out your name, and on your behalf I just asked if he would be there for you. I want you to never have to live a lie, never have to wonder why, never want for nothing, you're always satisfied, in the peace that his arms will provide. He will erase any guilt or shame, any bad habit you got, you won't want to do them again. Yes, we all can change, I can testify, see I spoke to God, I called out your name. And on your behalf, I demand if he would be there for you.
Praise God, praise God. That was the song by Yolanda Adams, Be Blessed, Praise Be to God. Well, again, welcome tonight to Sister Empowering Sisters, and I am your host, Lady Renee. I believe that either I got a segment confused because I booked healthy relationships versus unhealthy relationships, in which I would have Miss Lalita Thompson of Virginia to come and basically promote the 2008 Women's Awareness Conference coming up in May. However, I believe I got it confused with Bridget Collins, the author of Imagine Living Healthy. And in my segments, as I went back over the segments, I see that I actually had you, Bridget, for next week, and probably when I was planning it, talking to you, I told you today because I could imagine. And then when I went and actually programmed it, I did it backwards. So I apologize.
Oh, no. Anytime
you know
I can talk to you, that's all right.
But praise be to God, sis. What we're going to do is we're going to allow the Holy Spirit to have his way, because I'll tell you this, if she calls in, you know, we can have kind of like a mixed thing, and I'll still have you on next week. If you're available.
Oh, yeah.
But I would like to proceed with you right now since I have you here. Amen.
Amen.
So I have Bridget L. Collins on the line, and she is a woman of God first. Amen.
Amen.
And she's a certified fitness instructor, trainer. She's also written an awesome book in which I've had the privilege to read, Imagine Living Healthier, Spirit, Soul, and Body. And the way that the Holy Spirit had her put this book together was in a form of a novel that would really motivate you, that when you read that book, you want to make the necessary changes. It made me really look at myself, you know, how I'm taking care of my physical body. I mean, it's great that we're getting the Word of God and we're building ourselves up spiritually, but, you know, God is concerned about the total us, spirit, soul, and body. So as I began to read your book, I love the way you put it in that sense of a novel, because it made me look into how I was eating. You know, first of all, I have to admit I was not a big fan of healthy eating. I believed in eat whatever tastes good and not necessarily that was good for me. And, you know, as a result, I was suffering from fatigue, chronic fatigue a lot, you know. So, and plus I would not, you know, my memory would be all twisted up. I'm like, was that yesterday or today, you know?
Yeah.
And I come to really realize through reading your book how that has a lot to do with my nutrition, my diet.
Oh, absolutely.
You know,
absolutely.
And certain characters, they had to get their life in order. They had other things going on. So I just like the way the book made you think of your whole life and made you, it really, like, you know, gave me such a hunger to want all the aspects of my life to line up to the glory
exactly.
of God. Amen.
Exactly. Wonderful.
Yes, so I want you to go ahead, Bridget, and talk to the guests, you know. Tell them who you are, what it is that you do. You can tell them even more about your book, where they can purchase the book. I'm going to be typing the stuff up in the chat room.
Okay, wonderful.
Okay, praise God.
Well, as you've mentioned, I'm an author and a fitness coach. I own an organization called Mac Fitness, Making a Commitment to Fitness, and basically what I do in terms of my company is help people discover solutions for living healthier, because as you've talked about, a lot of times, you know, we've just kind of settled into tradition, and tradition, you know, has us eating all of the things that aren't necessarily healthy for our bodies.
Yeah.
So that's one of the things that I do as a fitness consultant, is to kind of sit down with my various clients to find out, okay, what is a typical day like? You know, most people, you get up, you go to work. If you've got children, you've got to get children ready for work, get them off to school or daycare. You go to work, you spend the rest of your day, then you get off and you've got to pick up kids, or you've got to go to ministry meeting, or you've got all of these array of things that you've got to do that has consumed your day. So a lot of times people do struggle with how to find, carve out that time for fitness activity, because the health experts say, the medical professionals say, it is necessary for strengthening our heart muscles, for making sure that our bodies function the way that it should be. They
yes.
find it very challenging to figure out ways to try to cook home-cooked meals, so as a result, they gravitate to restaurant eating, fast food eating, and if not that, pre-prepared foods that contain a lot of chemicals. So what I do as a fitness consultant, go in and try to help you figure out and understand the importance of living healthier and how to implement those activities that are necessary to try to get you headed in the right direction.
Yes, amen, amen. And that's what it's really all about, because a lot of us really need to be motivated. And I want to welcome T, praise be to God, bless T, thank you. I see you out in the chat room. Praise be to God. Thank you for logging on with us today. And I have Bridget L. Collins on the line with me today. She's a woman of God first, author, fitness coach, and she's an owner of MAC, an organization that offers creative solutions for incorporating healthier lifestyle habits. So she's not just talking about fitness in a sense of your physical body, but she's in her book, she's so... She wrote a book, Imagine Living Healthier, and in the form of a novel. And that book would just really motivate you to really get your whole life in order, not just your eating habits, but the decisions that you make, far as, you know, if you're going to get involved with certain things, what it is that you're doing. And you're going to also motivated to really seek God to discover what his purpose is for your life, amen, as a result of that book, because that's what it really did to me. It just made me see where I got it and where I was missing it, praise be to God. And it did it in such a way where there was no condemnation, it was conviction. And then the power of God was present to give me the grace to make the changes, amen?
Absolutely.
Amen, wow. Yes, yes.
Well, that was the intent of the book, to mimic what people go through every day in terms of their lifestyles and all of the activities, the pursuits, the obligations that face them daily.
Yes.
You know, and so many people, like I say, struggle with how to live healthier. So as you go through my book, Imagine Living Healthier, Mind, Body, and Soul, you know, it addresses the things that we tend to put before the two things that should be priority in our lives, and that's God and our health.
Yes,
you know,
amen.
These
amen.
Characters, you know, it's about their careers, it's about their finances,
yes.
it's about relationships, and, you know, nowhere was God present, and
yes.
the desire to live healthier.
Yes, yes. And they didn't, and what I saw is that they were not able to make the changes until they embraced him.
Exactly.
And he gave them the power to make those changes. They began to look at their life and stop being in denial and
exactly.
stop pushing the stuff. You know, like sometimes we deceive ourselves thinking, I'll deal with this one day. Right now I don't have the time. But
exactly.
things, when it comes down to your life, is so precious that anytime you bury anything and you refuse to deal with it, it has a way of coming back to deal with you. And usually when it comes to deal with you, it's going to come with a fury. So, no, I'm serious.
Oh,
I'm serious.
Absolutely right.
Because the enemy, you know, he wants to keep us in darkness. He said, yeah, I got them jumping up, shouting and preaching and praying. They don't know that I'm going to get them next year with some high blood pressure or sugar diabetes or whatever, because, see, their eating habits. He's always looking for a way in. And we need to recognize that, too, that he's not always looking for a way in a sense of, you know, just trying to come in a spiritual sense, but he's looking at whatever hole you give him. So if you're not taking care of your body, he's seeing that. If you're not making wise choices and you're not surrendering your total life to God, like in other words, I'm saved on my way to heaven, but when it comes down to who I'm going to marry and who, if I'm going to date or not, well, you know, that's my business. God, I'm not going to let God in here.
Yeah,
well, honey, you know, need I say any more? You know, you're going to be in trouble because you're going to find that you can't even make good decisions without God, without consulting him, because you can very well be deceived going by how things look and how they sound, like that sister in your, that character in your book, how she met, you know, she got reacquainted with someone in her past. And,
oh, yeah.
And you know, the red flags were there all along, like,
yeah.
You know, the mere fact that she found out that he cheated on her, that he lied to her in the beginning about him being married and this, that, and the third. And come to find out, he was back with the same tricks.
Yeah.
But this time, she was armed with the knowledge, you know, because she had God in her life at this time.
Exactly.
You know, and he had her through the Holy Spirit to begin to question things, you know. And there were some things she wasn't ready to deal with, but because she did it God's way and didn't fall with that man, he allowed everything to come to the light, as he did for that brother in your book, that character who, you know, the
God.
Woman came back, his wife came back into his life after he got all straightened up.
Yeah.
Then she won him back, but her motives wasn't right. She was pregnant by another man. I mean, it's a lot of drama going on in that book, girl.
Yeah, but you know what, Lady Renee, is the drama that people are dealing with every day in their personal lives.
Yes, yes.
And like I say, those are the personal dramas that take center stage in their lives, to where God isn't in the plan, living healthy is not in the plan, because they're so caught up into all of this stuff.
Yes, yes. And that's what I really enjoyed about the book. It's a book that keeps you, you know, reading. You don't want to put it down. It's a nice thick book, but believe me, you could go through that book in 2 days, because that's just how exciting it is. Because you, and what I loved about it is your first character, how she came to discover God's purpose for her life.
Exactly.
Here she was with an issue of being overweight, and how God, when she submitted her life to God, how he took that situation and he birthed something out of that. You know, and that was where she was able to start having those workshops and things of that nature. I got so much out of reading the book. I got hair care products that I didn't know anything about. I got ideas for my own workshops through reading that, a couple of recipes that I want to try out, praise be to God, even some strategies to use to get my children to eat different, you know?
Exactly.
Or when I want to try something different and it's healthy, like, okay, turn it around with a twist, you know? It's so much in that book. It's not just one thing. I'm sorry. You can't promote it like it's just a fitness book. Oh, no, it's so much more to it than that.
Yeah, and sometimes people will see the title of the book, Imagine Living Healthy, and that's exactly what they'll do. They'll think, oh, okay, it's just another one of those books on health and fitness.
Right, but it's really not. It's a powerful book. I promote it as one of the world's best-kept secrets, and I would like to encourage all my listeners that are listening live, and if you're going to come and listen to the archives, you have to purchase this book. This is a must read for everybody in the body of Christ, because it brings balance, spirit, soul, and body. Plus, you will be promoting your sister. You will be helping your sister to advance where God has her to do. Amen. I want us all to come together to learn how to truly support one another, to truly be what God called us to be. And that we can't do that economically crippled, and we can't do that supporting people that are not of the body of Christ. We're always taking our money outside of the church, and then we wonder why we don't have enough to do the very things that God has called us to do.
Absolutely.
So I really want to reach out and let everyone know to please purchase this book, Imagine Living Healthier, Mind, Body, and Soul, by Bridget L. Collins. And you can purchase this book by going directly to her website at www.bridgetcollins.com. That's a uppercase B, a lowercase R-I-D-G-E-T-T-E, uppercase C, OLLINS.com. Or you can purchase it at www.amazon.com. And those of you who frequent my website, you can find her book also on my website under the book club. Praise be to God. I highly recommend this book. Praise be to God. Okay, sis, go ahead.
Yeah, you talked about how Sarah and all of the other characters in the book found their purpose, and that was a component I especially wanted to add to the book because, you know, just see people that I'm close to and, you know, people that I see in a church sometimes, you know, people are about themselves and they haven't discovered what their purpose, what God's purpose for their life is. So, and it's kind of like all of these things started to come together for these folks. And once they got their lives on track, they wanted to be a blessing to other folks. They wanted to serve. They wanted to
help
other people advance themselves. And, you know, and because I see people that never get there.
Yes.
They never get to the point where they understand that you're on this earth for a reason.
Yes,
God didn't just put you here for decoration.
Yes,
so, and I wanted to be clear in my book, yeah, you know, we found out, we discovered how to eat healthier. Now I'm exercising, and, you know, now I've got my priorities in order.
Yes.
But something else goes along with that. I have a responsibility to do what God has orchestrated for my life, and that's to serve and be a blessing to others.
Amen. And you know, sis, you made a great point because I find that until you start, because notice how they didn't start reaching out trying to help others until they first got their lives in order.
Exactly.
Amen. So that's another reason why the enemy wants to keep us down, because this way we're not in a position to help anyone else. You know, but I noticed, like, even there was another character in your book where, you know, she was working out. She was a coach or she was a speaker that spoke about health, and she was.
Well, you know, she and her husband had always been into fitness. And
right,
she was like a marathon
right.
runner. And, but behind the scenes, she would do things that were unhealthy for her body.
Yes,
and what people
exactly.
have to understand, you can exercise and be a fitness enthusiast, but if you don't put the right stuff in your body to nourish those cells and those organs, sickness is still able to set in. And that's what happened to her. You know, she still wanted to eat fried chicken from her favorite fried chicken restaurant. She still wanted to eat burgers. She still wanted to eat pizza.
Yes.
Even though she exhibited the epitome of health.
Yes, yes.
You know, but then she was stricken with this disease, which, you know, kind of takes you through the trail of what she dealt with.
Yes.
At one point, she couldn't get out of bed because her body was saturated with pain, and, you know, and she's questioning, why is this happening to me?
Yes.
But then she had a past that she hadn't really fully resolved either.
Yes, exactly.
So we're not going, look, Lady Renee, we're not going to give all of the highlights.
Oh, I know, that's right. Yes, yes, yes. Because and I was like, you know, as I was reading it, that's another thing that was keeping my attention. Like, okay, something's going on with this woman, but what is it? And it took me a minute, you know, to find out what it is, you know, what it was, because you don't just come right out with it, you know. But it was really, I just found that to be a blessing. I love the story that really also ministered to me was the last character with his children, the one that was left being a single parent.
Todd.
Yes, raising. Yes, yes. But that's real, and that is happening, and these are issues that need to, these are things that people are facing, even in the church.
Even in the church.
Yes, and we need to, you know, talk about these things so that people can go free. They need to understand. See, and then he had a friend that was confrontational. You know, his friend actually, you know, went to him and approached him like, you know, hey, what's going on with your daughter? I mean, what's up with your house?
Yeah.
You know, sometimes we need that. Sometimes we, you know, and because when we're just by ourselves, we have no one to really hold us accountable, you know. So it's easy to hide like that. But, you know, thank God for the people that he puts in our lives that would help us, you know, to get to that place that God has destined for us to be. Amen?
And it's kind of like a friend telling you something not right about your life, and just like that happened to him, he didn't want to hear it. It's kind of like, okay, you know, you my business partner, you my business manager, my personal life isn't your business. So
you
know, how I raise my children, how I interact with our children, you know, I just prefer you not be involved in that aspect of my life.
Yes, praise
you know, but
God.
But when it started to hit the fan, you know, and his children are just kind of going haywire, and, you know, and then he reaches out to his parents to try to help him, you know, figure out how to get his family back on track. Now that he has the responsibility of being a single parent.
Then
later on he recognizes that his friend was only trying to help him.
Yes, amen, because he was in denial.
Exactly.
And see, like I said, we cannot deal effectively with anything that we refuse to acknowledge or that we are unaware of. But see, when the Holy Spirit allows these things, like it's like he's exposing it so that we can deal with it. Because for it to lay dormant, it's only going to fester and it's going to get worse. You know,
exactly.
His children were totally out of control, on their way to an early grave, perhaps, you know.
Exactly.
But
exactly.
Praise be to God. And then we also see how we all need each other. We need the support of one another. And we also need to have our priorities in order. Because one thing about that particular character, homeboy was getting ready to get himself straight, you know, far as in the area of fitness. And he began to use that as a way of escape, you know what I mean?
Oh, yeah, from the pain he was feeling from the wife leaving him.
Yes, and even the children, because remember, but listen, I'm telling you to remember, right? And then, you know, but then his mom got up in his face about everything.
Yeah,
and
then the children, the girls were overweight. And,
yes,
you know,
everything.
She was kind of like, okay,
yes.
You just cannot let them just kind of do whatever they want to do, eat with whatever they want to eat.
He had to be more of a parent.
Yeah.
He, you know, it was easy for him to give them his ATM card than to really deal with them.
Exactly.
He didn't want to deal with that. It was too painful. He didn't feel that he was ready, you know. But thanks be unto God, as he began to draw close to God, God prepared his heart and strengthened him to want to get his whole house in order.
Exactly.
And look at the end result. It just was an awesome thing.
In the children's lives.
Yes, yes, to get his total. That was his total house in order. Because if you're trying to do it any other way, it's not going to work. You can't come up and neglect your children. I'm sorry. I don't care how much ministry you have. Your first ministry is to your children, you know, at home.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I'm saying? No, no, don't tell me you're going all over town and God had you doing all this. Meanwhile, your children are neglected. You know, no,
exactly.
God wants us to use wisdom, and he wants balance.
I tailored that particular storyline, like you say, for parents, because what I see traditionally is, you know, parents are so caught up into making more money, having a larger home and the SUVs, and their children are just kind of raising themselves.
Yes,
you know,
yes.
While they're out providing, and that's how Todd felt. He said, my role as a father is to provide, to make sure that they have a roof over their heads, you know, food in their bellies, and, you know, all of these amenities of life, and it's kind of like, I don't need to be directly involved in their lives.
Yes, and see, and
as a head, this is my responsibility.
Yes, and he didn't realize, but right, that is how it should be when you have a wife that's with you raising the children. I mean, you should still have some type of emotional connection to your children besides just I'm the provider. But, and he had to learn that. I mean, his children were having sex, you know, all kind of stuff was going on. So, but anyway, like you said, I don't want to tell the whole book, but it just was awesome. Again, I want to welcome Sister Janice from Peas in Their Pod, Saving Our Children. Welcome, sis. I see you out there in the chat room. And Brother Adam Greenfield, thank you for tuning in tonight. I have a special guest tonight. It says Lolita Thompson. However, I don't know what happened to Miss Thompson, but I have Bridget L. Collins on the line with me, and she is a woman of God as well as a fitness coach, praise be to God. And she's the owner of MAC, which is actually, MAC stands for Making a Commitment to Fitness. And it is an organization that offers creative solutions for incorporating healthier lifestyle habits and she is a certified personal fitness personal trainer who specializes in coordinating and coaching walk-run training programs. Praise be to God. So if you are looking for someone to speak at your next event, perhaps, maybe you're thinking of having an event that's going to have something to do with fitness, please, please, this is the woman that you would want to speak concerning this. And you can find her at www.Bridget, that's uppercase B, lowercase R-I-D-G-E-T-T-E, uppercase C, lowercase O-L-L-I-N-S.com. Praise be to God. And you could also purchase her book, Imagine Living Healthier, Mind, Body, Soul, Discover the Power of a Lifestyle Makeover. And I guarantee you, I've read this book personally, and I highly endorse it. It was a blessing. It's written in the form of a novel, so it's not like it's a book that you open and it has a bunch of recipes. Although they do have, she did put together some recipes that I found, you know, that I was actually going to try, praise be to God. Some things I've already changed, like from the white rice to the brown rice, praise be to God. Small change, but a big change to me. Amen.
Absolutely, absolutely.
Amen. So praise be to God. And you'll just find just some, it's out of those characters in her book, you will be able to relate to at least one or two, maybe all of them. And I tell you, you know, when I read this book, I know that it was the Holy Spirit because it's a thick book. But, you know, I was finished in 2 days because that's how much it really was ministering to me. So I just want to encourage all my listeners to support our sister. You know, purchase the book, Imagine Living Healthier, Mind, Body, Soul. You can purchase it at either her website, www.BridgetCollins.com, or you can go to www.Amazon.com. Praise be to God. And like I said, if you or you can send her an email if you're interested in having her to come and say speak at your function. You can email her at Bridget@BridgetCollins.com. Praise be to God. This sister is in the Texas area. Praise be to God. So reach out and show our sister some love. Now I'm going to go to the phone lines. I'm going to take a commercial. That's what I'm going to do. I'm going to go to a commercial first. Then I'm going to come back and open the phone lines. Praise be to God. And I want you guys to call in if you have questions. Praise be to God. And you can talk directly to the fitness person herself. Amen. And she will be able to give you some solid advice. Praise be to God. So just bear with me 1 second as I prepare to put this commercial together. Praise God. Yes. Greetings. This is Lady Renee, founder and CEO of Women Destined for Greatness, Inc., host of Sister Empowering Sisters and co-host of She Speaks Life blog talk radio show. Are you looking for real-life solutions to your dilemmas that you face? Are you challenged in your relationships where you find yourself choosing the wrong man continuously? Or are you in a dead-end job, or have you reached the glass ceiling in your career? Do you feel like you are just existing instead of living? Would you like to have a great relationship with your children? Are you interested in living an enriching and fulfilling life?
Ma'am.
Well, if you answer yes to any of these questions, my Purposeful Living Audio CD Club is just for you. Each month, you will receive an inspired and an anointed message that will be sure to empower you to live life the way that God has intended for you to live, according to John 10:10, that you might have life in the full, in abundance, until it overflows. You will also be helping me to carry out the vision that God has given to me. And as such, you can expect God to multiply back to you bountifully, according to 2 Corinthians 9, 6-15 and Luke 6:38. A portion of all proceeds go to promote and support other Kingdom of God ministries and organizations. So that will make your seed twice sown. And our mission is to advance the Kingdom of God. So please log on to my website at www.womendestined4, and that is the digit for greatness.org, and click on the Purposeful Living Audio Club tab to begin receiving your CD today. May God bless you all richly in the name of Jesus. Praise God. Praise God. Okay, I'm going to open the phone lines now. For those of you who may want to call in and ask Bridget Collins any questions, please feel free to do so at this time. The number to call in is 347-205-9123. Again, the number to call in is 347-205-9123. And until you call in, Bridget and I will continue to talk. Praise be to God. So, Bridget?
Yes.
We're back.
Praise.
Yes, praise God.
You know, I just want to iterate, like you say, the book touches on a variety of different areas in terms of people discovering how to live healthier for themselves. You know, it's different for all of us.
Yes, yes.
You know, when we talk about exercise, you know, I often get, well, I don't like to exercise, you know, and, you know, especially sometimes for women, they don't like the fact that, you know, they might sweat or their hair might sweat, which now makes you know, think they've got to get their hair done more often. And, you know, it's just so many things. I don't have time to exercise. My day is consumed with this and that.
Mm.
You know, but I just want to stress that you have to understand how critical it is.
Yes.
You know, it's kind of like almost one's life depends on them eating better and exercising. And, you know, I come in contact with so many people that have not made the right choices, and unfortunately, they end saturated with disease and illness or die.
Yes.
You know, and I just, you know, want this particular blog to be in memory of. I don't know if you have my book in front of you.
Yes,
but
I do.
The doctor on the back that wrote the statement that actually, you know, endorsed the book also.
Yes.
She passed this past Sunday.
Eunice Stanfield.
Yeah, she died. And basically what happened to her, she went into the doctor's office and, you know, she had surgery, knee surgery, a few months ago, back in like October, November. And what happened when they went in to do the knee surgery, they found that she had congestive heart failure.
Wow.
Well, they started treating her for the congestive heart failure, and they missed the fact that she had cancer.
Wow.
And it was a real rare kind of cancer that appears to have had been there for a length of time, but because they spent so much time with the congestive heart failure and not really understanding the reason behind the congestive heart failure, they missed the cancer, and by the time they discovered it, I guess you could say it was too late.
Oh.
But that happens over and over and over to so many folks.
Yes, yes.
And, you know, like I said, I don't know her personal lifestyle habits, you know, if she exercised, you know.
Right.
You know, because people think, well, that's a doctor. You know, doctors ought to know, you know, but people have to understand doctors specialize in certain things.
Yes, that's
you know,
right.
Our
that's
doctor
right.
might not necessarily work out or eat healthy.
That's right, or the podiatrist.
The
come
podiatrist
on now.
Doctor.
That's right, that's right.
You know, so you
the
can't
psychiatrist,
get caught up.
Come on now.
Yeah, even a nurse, you can't get caught up into the fact that somebody's a nurse and they ought to know. You
that's
know,
right, that's
they
right.
They live unhealthy lifestyles just like anybody else.
That's right.
So, but that's what people you don't want to do is have to rely on the medical system to treat you in the event of.
Yes,
but
yes.
Because like in her case and so many others, they miss things. You know, but I guess you know that God, our destiny is already predetermined, so nobody knows the day and the hour. You know, but for those that are making poor choices that probably could make the difference.
Yes.
And especially in terms of whether they live a longer, healthier life, or a longer life saturated with disease and illness.
Yes, exactly, exactly. And that's just, this is why the Holy Spirit is having us to connect at this time. And you know that when I finally get what is that, Inspiration Magazine off the ground. You will be the person that does my fitness section.
Wonderful.
Amen, amen, amen. And every time when I connect with you and when I read that book, I mean, it just was transforming for me, because it made me really get naked before God and be like, you know, wow, you know, I do need to eat better. You know, I need to make sure that I'm getting, you know, that I'm drinking the right amount of water, that I'm even eating, you know, the vegetables that I need to eat. It's, I mean, I'm getting older now. I'm now 40 years old. So as much as I would like to have the energy that I had when I was 20, I don't. And it would really behoove me at this time to really take better care of my physical body. Amen.
Absolutely, absolutely. Because, you know, as you tend to age and, you know, your children are grown and gone, and now they're starting to have their own families, you know, people want to be around for that. You want to see your grandkids graduate from high school, from college, and to see them get married and have their children.
And be in a position where I don't want to be dependent on anyone.
Absolutely.
In other words,
absolutely,
someone having to push me around.
Absolutely.
I'm hunched over. I have to rely on a cane or anything
like that.
I want to be able to have good use of all of my limbs. It's like, you know, at 70, I want people to still be calling me for conferences. Don't play. Like Oral Roberts. Amen.
Absolutely. I know that's right.
70 years old. Be Catherine Kuhlman out there.
Yeah.
Okay.
No, that's right. But like I say, what people have to understand is, you know, a lot goes into that happening 30 years from now. You
that's
know,
right.
Some things, you know, you have to start dealing with right now
the
in order for
that's
that
right.
30 years, you know, to make it to where people are calling you at 70 and 80 and
that's
90.
Right. That's right.
You know, it's kind of like, you know, drinking water. You know, that's a struggle for everybody. But once people really understand how critical it is to the body, you know, you have to understand 60-70% of your body is made up of water. And if you're not putting it in, you know, the blood isn't able to circulate through the body like it's supposed to. It's not flushing out the toxins that are in your body. So, and a lot of times that's why you're tired and, you know, feel drained all the time. Because, for one, it's not the blood is not flowing like it should be, because there's no fluid, you know, the right kind of fluid, like the water pushing it through. And then, like you say, it's not ridding your body of all of this toxic waste and everything else in the body that can wear you down, so to speak. So when you think about it, you know, when somebody says, okay, you need to drink, if you can't get, let's just start making small steps. If you're only drinking 2 glasses, let's try to get in 3 glasses a day.
Yeah.
You know, and it's a gradual process, because nobody makes immediate changes overnight. It's
just,
as you've talked about, a step at a time.
Yes, it is really a process. But, and I think that, like you said, like when we really have that understanding, you know, so my prayer concerning this is that God would open up the eyes of all his people, that we would really understand that we are to really take care of our physical bodies, that we would understand how important it is that we do eat healthy. You know, you may not be drinking and drugging, you know, but you still have to take care of your body, talking about in terms of the right diet, you know, because if God did call you to do 3 conferences in 1 month, you want to be able to do that, you know, plus you have a family, this, that, and a third. And if your body is wrecked with, you know, fatigue and, you know, and you have this issue and that issue going on and all these other things, you're going to be hindered, you know, because the Holy Spirit comes to, you know, link up alongside us to help us, you know, but he doesn't do it for us. We have to give him something to work with. So like you said, if you're drinking 2 glasses of water, you know, make that commitment to go to that 3 glasses of water. And I believe that God will give the increase, and he would even increase that, but you have to give him something to work with.
Exactly.
As you begin to go in that direction, now you'll start having a taste for water. As you begin to go in that direction, you'll start eating your vegetables or eating more of your vegetables.
Exactly.
Amen. As you give him something, it's about committing it even unto him, even in this area.
Exactly.
Father, I'm challenged in this area, but you know, God, I'm going to give you something to work with based on what your word says. if, you know, if I would take what I have and use that, that you would multiply even that. So I'm going to give you this to work with, and I'm going to believe you that, you know, you're going to increase my desire to drink water, my desire to eat my vegetables, you know. But we do have to, sometimes we make the mistake like the anointing is just going to fall and, you know, or flow through us, and all of a sudden we're just going to eat healthy. We have to do something. We're co-laborers with and for God. It's
absolutely
not all him and it's not all us, but we do have our part to play. And we have a comment. Sorry, 1 second, Bridget.
Great.
Because we have a comment from Janice in the chat room. It says, I don't like water. I don't like water as I can't see the rest of it. She said, ask you, does Crystal Light on the go work the same as just drinking water?
You have to have pure water in the body. Once you start adding things that have the sugar in it and the chemicals in it, then you're not getting this pure form of what you really need to rid the body of this waste and these toxins in your body.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if you want to drink a Crystal Light here and there throughout the day, well, that's fine. But 75% of what your beverages should be water.
Okay,
yeah.
Okay, that's
you know, and I know, you know, a lot of people like to do the Crystal Lights, and you know, because I think they're zero calories, and you know, but still, you're adding something that's taking away that pure form of water and what the benefits of water is supposed to do by itself.
And what about how about like the vitamin waters? How about those?
Once again, you're getting into waters that have these additives in it.
Okay, okay.
Yeah.
So that's not really effective.
Yeah. Now, you know, I think some people would tend to add like a lemon.
Okay.
Something like that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because like you say, it's just, I guess it's boring to drink.
I don't like lemon in my water. I like New York water. It does taste good. I don't know. I don't know if it's the pollution making it taste good.
Yeah. And also understand, too, certain vegetables and fruits have water in it, too. So you're getting your water when you eat an orange, or you eat spinach or greens,
broccoli.
And broccoli. You're getting water from those sort of products also.
Mm.
So the more you consume of those, the more water volume you're getting in your body also.
Well, that is so powerful.
Plus the chemicals, plus the fiber, and all of these other things that the cells need to stay healthy and happy.
Well, I guess like in my case where, you know, my poor body was just so starved for water, I just need to get on a water diet. Amen. Just flush myself out. Later for the vegetables where I'm going to get water from those and the fruits, even though that's all good, but I still need water, you know, just plain water.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Because, you know, and I would say to her, look on the Internet and it'll, you know, just put in water and see what pops up, and it just tells you all of the things that water is beneficial for. You know, keeping your joints lubricated in your body. You know, a lot of times we wonder why we have, you know, arthritis and knee pains and stuff like that. You know, the body is starving for water.
Yeah.
You know, and it's just, you know, when you think about why you got kidney stones and, you know, things like that going on with your kidneys and, you know, all of that's because of a lack of water.
I better
pure start. Water in the body.
Yes, yes. Oh, my God. That's like, I remember when I had one of my children, I think it was my fourth child. This was the last one, the fifth one. I was fiending for water. Like, I loved water. I used to drink water so much. And I don't know what happened after that. It's like after I had the baby, I didn't want water anymore.
Yeah.
But water, I loved water and milk. Now, you know, I consider myself lactose intolerant.
Well, yeah, but you know they've got the lactate kind of milks, the lactose-free kind of milks.
Okay.
Yeah, because you've had to figure out, especially for women, how to get the calcium in the body.
And especially if you had a lot of children.
Exactly.
You know?
And then as you get ready to go through the aging process.
Yes.
And,
you mean
you know,
to tell me I'm going to face that? No, I'm just joking.
We're all going to face it. So like you say, the better we plan and prepare for it, the better off we're going to be.
Yes.
So, you know, stuff, you know, products like spinach and broccoli, you know, that are high in calcium and iron and all of those essential things that we need. You know, those are the things that we have to start making sure we get into our bodies daily.
Yes.
You know, like breakfast, you know, on a Saturday morning when you've got a little bit more extra time, you're not rushed trying to get out to work, you know, that's a great opportunity to experiment, to say, okay, you know what, I can add some spinach to my eggs, I can add some tomatoes to my eggs, and, you know, maybe chop me up some mushrooms or some bell pepper and just kind of mix that thing up. You know, breakfast is the is a great opportunity to start getting vegetables into your body early on that day.
Wow,
yeah.
Wow, that's just like, that's so powerful, because for years I skipped breakfast. In other words, I would not eat until maybe 11, 12 o'clock.
Yeah, yeah.
And that is so not good. And I remember when I started developing this habit, I remember seeing it being a pattern, and I didn't do anything about it. You know, I just kept going, and before you know it, it was like 1 year turned into 2 years, and that and it's terrible. But like I said, I'm it's a process, and I'm really trying to do the best that I can to make sure that I do eat healthier. You know,
absolutely, absolutely.
You know, really.
And it sounds like not only for yourself, but for your children also.
Yeah, but see, the children. Yeah, you know, you're right. But my children, they're going to eat. You know, I mean, they're going to eat. They will eat, okay? They do not. But I understand what you're saying,
yeah.
Like, in terms of making sure that I'm preparing healthy things for them
exactly.
to eat. Because
exactly.
there are a lot of times when I may cook, but I may not eat. Because sometimes what happens to me, I could be really excited about something. And that anxiety of the, you know, of being excited and all of that, it will take my appetite.
Mm.
You know, like, all of a sudden, like, I just lost my appetite. I'm like, you know, and so, and also the sugar intake and the caffeine I find too work against me also. It's just best to wean off the caffeine and even the sugar.
Yeah.
You know,
in the news the last day or so, they've been having a segment on corn and how much corn we're intaking. And a lot of people don't understand when they look on the back of their food products, the packaging, the nutritional content, and they see something that says high fructose corn syrup. Virtually everything now that we're eating that's packaged has this high fruit corn syrup in it, and now they are attributing that to obesity because
wow.
it so much adds so much fat to the diet. That and people don't realize how much they're getting into their daily diets.
Well, that is deep. And I tell you, Bridget, you have given us such a wealth of information. I mean, enough to make – it's almost like someone preaching one of those sermons that make you go, ouch, ooh, ouch. You know, it's not one of those sermons that make everybody want to shout, oh, glory, oh, glory. Well, that's the information that we're getting today, like that we have to take better care of our bodies.
Yeah.
We have to be well-informed. And, you know, I believe that anything that God allows you to hear, to come into your life, he's saying something to you.
Absolutely.
So just the mere fact that you reached out to me several months ago and we just connected, and, you know, and you have wrote this awesome book, you know, Imagine Living Healthier, Mind, Body, Soul, and it's just so well put together. There was a lot of things that the Holy Spirit was able to minister to me through that book. And I'm so thankful
wow.
For your being obedient, you know, to write it, because it really, when I tell you that, like, this is not hype, you know, it really blessed me. It really has. It's a process
wow.
for me, because, you know, if you've been doing something for so long, sometimes you don't turn totally around, you know, right away. But I tell you one thing, it got me to the place where I was ready to go on and sign up at a fitness center and all these kind of things. But the main thing that I have to do, because it's not so much an issue with exercise for me as it is in the eating healthy.
Exactly.
You know, I don't have a problem exercising because I will walk, you know, and I am a walker. I love to walk. I'm not a runner, but I'm a walker. So, but the thing is that I have to, because all that walking, that's all fine and good, but I want to make sure that I'm getting the right amount of water, you know, in my body, and that I'm eating the right nutrition, you know, that my diet, and that I want to also leave that legacy also to my children, you know, not just a legacy of faith, but, you know, just right things all across the board.
Exactly.
Amen. So that they would have acquired a taste for healthy things and not garbage.
Exactly.
You know? But so sure, we only have... Go ahead, go ahead.
Well, I was hoping I addressed the question that the blogger had in reference to water. You know, and it's just, you know, I want people to understand sometimes we might not necessarily like something, but because we understand how beneficial it is to our bodies and what the consequences are if we don't do this thing, can be so much greater than our dislike, you know. And it's kind of like we talk about faith and, you know, the responsibility that God has placed on us to be servants and, you know, do all of the things that he has orchestrated for our lives. Well, if we get sick, it's very difficult to do that because now my finances are impacted. More than likely I'm going to the doctor more often for these checkups. So that's co-pays or, you know, deductibles that I'm having to deal with. You know, it's medication now that I'm having to spend excess money on.
Yeah.
You know, emotionally I don't feel good socially. You know, if I don't feel good, more than likely that's going to be apparent. So now that's going to affect me socially.
Yes.
You know, psychology. So it's just so many ramifications beyond the physical. You know, mentally, you know, yeah, God is like, I understand, you know, I'm going through this for a reason, but why me, you know?
Exactly.
I had to have my leg amputated. You know, why me, Lord? You know, I had the heart attack, but you let me survive. But why me, Lord? You know, and it could be before testimony for you to be, you have somebody else, you know, that's to prevent them from going through the same thing. We don't always know all of the answers.
That's right.
But we know how it does impact our lives on so many levels when we don't do things that are necessary to live longer and healthier.
Yes, and you know, Bridget, again, I just want to thank you for being on the show today, and at this moment, I just want to be able to stop and give those who may be listening an opportunity to make Jesus Christ the Lord and Savior of their lives. Praise be to God. If you're out there and you're listening and you know that the Holy Spirit is just leading you to allow Jesus Christ to become your personal Lord and Savior, I would like for you to pray this prayer after me from your heart by faith. Heavenly Father, I come to you in the name of Jesus. Your word says, whosoever shall call on the name of the Lord shall be saved. And if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shalt believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. You said my salvation would be the result of your Holy Spirit giving me new birth by coming to live in me, and that if I would ask, you would fill me with your Spirit and give me the ability to speak with other tongues. I take you at your word. I confess that Jesus is Lord, and I believe in my heart that you raised him from the dead. Thank you for coming into my heart, for giving me your Holy Spirit as you have promised, and for being Lord over my life. Now, if you've prayed that prayer, I would like to just welcome you into the kingdom of God, my brother and my sister. And if you would need some more information, I would like to get some free resources to you that would help you to grow in your Christian walk. You can email me, Lady Renee. My email address, sisterempoweringsisters@yahoo.com, or either you can email me at womendestined4, and that is the digit for greatness.org. Well, we're out of time for this segment, and I just wanted, because we stopped streaming, so I just want to, again, Bridget, thank you so much for making yourself available. I just encourage all those that will listen to this segment to purchase her book. Let's support our sister, Bridget L. Collins. Her book is Imagine Living Healthier, Spirit, Soul, and Body. And you can purchase her book by going to www.amazon.com, or you can go to www.bridgetcollins.com. Amen?
Thank you.
Amen. You're welcome, sis. And you have a wonderful, wonderful weekend.
You do the same.
Okay.
Thank you.
Okay. God bless you. And you know what? She never called in, sis. So praise be to God.
It happened amen. The way it was supposed to.
Yes. Amen. Thank you for your patience.
Thank you.
Amen. Now, imagine you said, well, after 20 minutes, I'm on. I'm gone. You see?
Well, the Lord had a different plan for us all.
Amen. Amen. Praise be to God.
Thank
so you know what? Maybe she'll come on next week. You know, that's
yeah.
Lolita.
Yeah, uh-huh, yeah.
We'll just promote what it is that, you know, the women's conference.
Absolutely.
Yes.
Gotcha.
Okay, God bless you, sis.
God bless you, too.
Okay.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.